been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. So we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Brown Holy Water. It's your boy, Handsome Lie, the host with the most. Don't forget the toast. Hello. you know, the whole Brown Holy Water. Matter of fact, I'm sorry, this is no longer called Brown Holy Water. This is called Handsome Lie and the Brown Holy Water team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I found out today I'm Michael Jackson. Hello. You know what I'm saying? The face is here. And let's go, team. Introduce yourself.
Lord. Y'all already know what it is. I am Black Success, a.k.a. Grassy, man. Y'all already know I'm on my 1-2, y'all. Yeah?
Chip.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Yo, it's Tanya, Bot Girl Tanya. I'm here, man. Y'all see me.
She just made it by the grace of God. You know what I'm saying? of course, y'all already know what this week is. This is the sucker holiday that's coming up, approaching. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day. I think people want to have a little blah, blah about Valentine's Day. So, real quick, what do Valentine's mean to y'all? Anyone who would like to start off for the lovers in the building?
She in a relationship, let's talk.
Well, look.
We ain't going to let Danny start. She like... She'll bring the mood down quick. But yeah, Tanya, start it off.
For me, I personally like Valentine's Day. And don't take me liking Valentine's Day as I only get treated a certain way on Valentine's Day. Y'all niggas see my receipts. Y'all not get treated like a queen. 365, 366 on leap year. But in my house, my dad is... We just have like little weird traditions we always did. So in my house growing up, my dad would buy all the girls in the house. We all, daughters, cousins, everybody. We got roses, candy. We got taken out to dinner. It was just a little thing we did as a family. So for me, it has like a little family connotation to it. So I look forward to Valentine's Day. You okay. know, no strings attached. No, oh my God, bubble baths and whatever. I just like it because it has that tradition. For my family, at least.
Black.
How do you like the Danny answer, Black? Valentine's Day for... My crib is regular. It's just a regular day. Like, you know, I don't see us doing anything more than having sex. Like, you know, we're going to watch a movie, have sex. That's it. There's no real gifts. Huh?
What she have for a period of Valentine's Day?
It's never that early. But, I don't know. We have like a weird thing where we don't really celebrate the holidays like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she already got something this month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she got a Gucci purse this month. Like, that's it. It's over. Like, you know what I mean? You're not going to get something else on the 14th because the white man said so. Nah, you got to know when to play the pro black card. You know what I mean? I ain't going to be celebrating no motherfucking cracker holiday like Valentine's Day. Cupid is white. Right. You know what I mean? Cupid is not a brother. So at the end of the day, nah, fuck
Nah, they did the recreation like how they did Nefertiti. Cupid's black.
Oh, okay.
Nah, for Valentine's, I never actually ever celebrated Valentine's Day. Like, with no chick, no nothing. That's a straight, like, basuda, trash, fake holiday. That's tell you, that's the day I actually probably treat you mean or something that day.
Because you're a piece of shit in general, so I don't, no. That's no surprise.
Don't spread that rumor. I'm the nicest guy
I
in the world.
I said it on air. Fight.
But I'm going to have to. But, yeah, that holiday is just, I think it's just, it's corny. It's just like people, girls try to fake validate they love on this day about getting balloons and this and wanna, you know, post extra. He loved me, he brought me roses. But like you said, if it's only one time out the year, he'll do it no other time. Do he really love you or care about you? So I never jacked that
day. And it's kind of crazy if you got her a crazy Christmas gift, This less than 45 days after that.
Well, her birthday is February.
My birthday's in January.
Listen, dog.
Well, since y'all niggas don't want to, y'all don't want to acknowledge me, let me just cut in and just say what I got to say.
We ain't get to you yet, yo. Relax. Like,
because y'all just having a whole conversation.
Wait, we ain't get to you yet.
It looked like y'all wasn't getting to me.
Relax. Relax.
I'm Janet, motherfucker.
That's Jermaine. That's the greasy one.
I'm Janet, motherfucker.
All right, go ahead. Speak on Valentine's Day. How important is Valentine's to you?
It's not that important to me.
You act like we didn't know that. Nah, sorry. I ain't got time today.
Okay. Because I do.
All right, go ahead. Start on.
It's not that
your nails done.
No, I didn't.
They look nice.
Thank you.
Show the camera. Show people.
For what? They see my nails?
Yeah, she put a little white out on her. Go ahead. Tell them about.
Let's see your little stubby motherfuckers. Let's see those little fingers. But yeah, it's not really a big deal to me. It's just I'd rather just stay in the house, watch movies, and fucking just lay up. Like, I'm that type of person. I don't like going out. I don't like crowds. I don't like all that waiting on lines, waiting hours just so you can eat and all that shit. I don't like people. So I'd rather just stay in the house. If we going to chill, let's just chill.
So I'm the only person that likes the damn day? Well, damn.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just that it's not a big deal.
Because my dad got me roses. Suck my... Listen,
your dad can give it to you. I mean, you got to love the day.
I'm not in love with the day. Like, oh my God, Valentine's Day passed. He would acknowledge it. I'm going to slit my wrist. But... I just like today. That's how some women act
because they don't do nothing for them.
Those are women who normally do not get acknowledged on a consistent basis. So them, that's where they look forward to the day to the point where it's like, okay, this is the one day you don't got a choice, motherfucker. The world is doing it. So if you don't do the day, the world's doing it. I'm a suspect some.
I don't even think it's. Is the fact that, oh, like, you're not doing it all of these days, and then the world is doing it this day, so let's do it. It's more like the world is doing it this day, so I want you to show how much you love me, since everybody else is being shown how much they're being loved. Even if you're being loved every day, like, it doesn't even matter. It's just like because they just want to be a part of it.
Or it could just be marketing. Like, you're walking around, there's you know, roses everywhere, teddy bears everywhere, chocolates everywhere. You could fall into it easy. Like, oh, you know what? Let me just get on the 13th because it's on sale or it's in your face all the time. So that could also play a part to it.
Too. But they start, like, right after New Year's, they start broadcasting Valentine's Day and shit like that. What if a nigga buy you candy and stuff like that on freaking that Monday? What is Valentine's Day? Wednesday? And they buy you that Monday, but they don't give it to you on Wednesday.
You see all the websites start selling red shit. I wore a red outfit yesterday because websites are not promoting this stuff. It just comes in the marketing.
Y'all girls love sales. Y'all gotta respect the man that give you a gift on the 15th. You have to.
All the candy is super cheap after that.
But I would say that women always find their phone and Wi-Fi password on Father's Day. That's when they want to be the most active. On Father's Day and Mother's Day, they are the most active. They want all the praise on Mother's Day and then bash motherfuckers on Father's Day. Be that active on Valentine's Day, too. Be that active on Christmas, too. When you have no gift, don't act like you're just busy eating and shopping and going out. No, be just as active as when you you're bashing and throwing shade. Be that active. Show us you got no gift. Show us it's nothing under Christmas tree. Show us you're not having no chocolate, no champagne, no roses. Nobody gonna rub your little feet with the little oil, little Haitian oil and shit.
You
ain't gonna be listening to Luther. Let us know all this. You know what I mean? Have the same energy is all I'm saying.
We always talk about compromise and stuff in a relationship. All right, let's all make believe that this is a big day to us, right? Mm-hmm. But our partners really don't give a fuck about it. What would be like the compromise to... for doing stuff for this day? Like, you really care, you really love this day, you always want to do something, but he's not jacking it, vice versa. What was like the compromise, you think? And it bothers you if he doesn't do anything, and vice versa.
Well, we'll have to talk about it, because it's not compromise if he doesn't want to do anything and then I say, okay, I'm not doing anything because you don't want to do anything. That's picking a side. So compromise is somewhere in the middle. So it's like he and I know him, he's like, he probably like, I'm not into it, but let's just do something small, you know, just so, you know, you could feel a thing. He's probably
not into it?
He's not. He's not into it.
So what's y'all compromise?
We still gonna do shit.
How long y'all been together?
A year in March.
Were y'all together for a year in March, so y'all did Valentine's Day last year?
No. March is after February.
Right, but I'm saying, right. Okay, so y'all didn't. This y'all first Valentine's Day.
It's our first Valentine's Day together. But I mean, he knows I like it, and he. But I think he appreciates the reason I like it, so that's why he's okay. They will do something for it because you know you have that little tradition in your family. But compromise is just like, okay, let's fight, figure out something we both can.
But would
be
it
happy.
Bother you if he like wouldn't budge on it? Like, would it be an issue? Other like, and like he's a great partner.
It won't bother me because he's a good guy, you know. And I know he's not somebody who needs a day to stop and appreciate me. I get flowers randomly. I get gifts randomly. I get taken out randomly. Regularly, we date regularly, so it's not like I'm missing something or feeling like I'm not getting anything. So,
Danny, we ain't gonna skip you this time.
Would it bother me? Well, the compromise is let's just spend time with each other. I mean, if you don't budge, would it bother me? If you know I really, really care about the day, yes, it would bother me because relationships are about compromise. So at least let's meet down the middle. If you're not moving, that means to me that just means that you're being selfish, mm-hmm. and you just don't care. So
not care about you, but don't care about the holiday.
But if you care about me and you know I really, really care about the holiday, then you would try to compromise with me.
Daniel said.
Okay, Franklin.
Danny be having balls sometimes. She be having balls sometimes. Yeah. What about Bly? How you feel?
Happy wife, happy life.
Facts.
So, yeah.
She want the flower rose, or she can get the flower rose, right?
She gonna get that. Facts. It might be, you know, a little bit of edits to it. You know, it might not go to Nobu. It might be Nobu in the crib. You know, I might make some beef broccoli in the house. But she gonna get the beef broccoli that she wanted though. That's a fizzat.
Beef broccoli.
That's a fizzat. Keep the wife happy.
We know you ain't doing shit. You had an answer.
Oh, me? Nah, I never done nothing. Like I've never tried to do anything for Valentine's Day. It's definitely a corny ass made up day.
But you should tell them why. The reason why you never do nothing is because you do something all year round. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
mortgage
that.
Is paid. Kids are taken care of. Private school is taken care of. You're Facts. Being the best you all year round. There's not one day to highlight Hefe.
So if she Facts, wanted to do something, you wouldn't do nothing with her?
I'm not going out. Like you said, I don't want to be around crowds. I want to be around fake kids.
But what if she just wanted
to? It doesn't
trip.
Have to be going out. We could be
yeah,
in the house
like,
and
you don't have to
why we
go
have to
out.
Go out on the 14th?
We don't have to go out.
That's what we're saying. You could do
you
something
don't have
in the
to
house.
Go out.
So you're going to be home anyway then. You're going to be in the house.
It doesn't matter, but you still do something to commemorate the just.
But I'm saying, like, what about, like, I said, like, I like to like lay up, watch movies or something like that. Like, is that an issue? If you don't do nothing, is
no,
that an issue?
No, like, you can lay up every day. Like, that's nothing. Oh, gosh. I'm just saying, right? You can lay up every single day.
Why you no, you can't. You got shit to do.
Right? Valentine's is every day. You look rub. And you're like, oh, that's lay up because it's Valentine's. I'm like, dummy, we were just on the couch watching Love & Hip Hop the other day. Like, so what are you talking about? It's like, there's no difference. We just do it. Yeah, like, we do this all the time. So it wouldn't be like a real compromise if
okay,
that's all you're
trying
to do.
Okay, how about you take a day off on Valentine's Day? You know the day is during the week, and you was like, okay, well, I'm going to take a day off just to make sure I spend a day with you. How about that?
Nah.
You a cocksucker from hell, son.
Yo, how I'm going to take you out if I don't get
We're
to the money?
You don't have to. Why
you
want to be so
days
difficult?
Off. Shut up.
No, you don't take
Call
no day
sick.
Off. Just
I'm pretty sure they'll so, pay.
We can do this on another day. We ain't got to do it on Valentine's.
But just because it's Valentine's Day, you don't want to take off. So if
seen.
It was another day, you don't have to be seen.
See, bro.
But you don't have to be seen. Like, what if she be like, take off, like, and let's just spend a day together.
We both play hooky and we just do some dumb shit in the house. The kids at school, whatever, whatever. We run around butt naked. Naked
yeah,
about
you know, some women just gotta understand those festivities will take place on the 15th, 16th, or 17th.
You're gonna get to that, man. No, you know what I'm saying?
14th is for the 14th.
We gonna get to that, man. Yeah.
Gressy, I hear you, Gressy.
Gressy.
How come men really get anything for Valentine's Day?
All the men in my life get it. Sorry.
How many men in your life?
It's not my hot seat yet. Keep calm.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, jalapeno hot seat next week.
Next week,
yeah.
Danny on deck next week, y'all.
I'm excited. I'm ready.
Wicked.
But yeah, how come men don't get shit? Like women think they can give their little same stale ass pussies that you're getting already, and a little bum ass cheap.
I don't know because I think that it's a give and take. I don't believe that.
Have you ever bought a man a Valentine's Day gift?
Yes.
Oh. What'd you get him?
None of your business.
Yeah, wow. You're lying. Right?
No, no, no.
I felt the lie. Listen, I watched it.
Because a lot of women right here got a man. They probably don't even know what to get him for Valentine's Day. So
that's
give what do you give a person for Valentine's Day?
Whatever they want. You got
whatever they want.
You got to figure it out.
Get him shit.
Okay. I got some extra Nike Elite
socks. Anything, she got some cologne from fucking Bargainland.
Wow.
I don't even know what the fuck Bargainland is.
DKMY.
So.
She thought it was Donna.
You ever got a Valentine's Day gift?
Nah.
I don't think I did.
Nah. Never got a Valentine's Day gift in my life. But you got to understand, women are very selfish. And it's very like
cheap.
When they're receiving, they forget to give. See, women sometimes they know that's their day to receive. So they're so thinking about the receiving, they forget to give. They don't know it's a two-way street.
I never thought about a Valentine's Day.
Hold on now, don't interrupt me. I wrote a song last year called Love Ain't Know It's a Two-Way Street, because I want y'all to understand the concept here. That sometime when you're receiving all the blessings, you know it's your day to receive, you forget to give. And then you wonder why dudes end up going X, Y, and Z. They end up going, they don't feel appreciated.
Appreciation is big.
Love, love go both ways.
It does go both ways, and that's what Valentine's Day is about.
It's a love day. Love ain't a one-sided thing. It's a love day.
It is, definitely.
It is, generally speaking. It's not saying just a woman's love day, just a man's.
Well, I don't know what women you be around, because the women that I'm around, they're about give and take.
Let's not act like women are not
selfish. I didn't say, but not all women.
Majority of women are selfish and self-centered.
I
want to
know. I hang around a bunch of dudes.
And they... If you hang around a whole bunch of dudes and you're doing all them dudes goddamn so goddamn well, where the fuck are they now, dude?
My friend.
Jalapeno hot seat next week Sunday. Stop playing.
We're gonna get down to the bottom of this. We'll get down.
I mean, but for me, like, once again, I like the day, so, and I make sure that whoever's in my life, you know, they get something, and it's not no corny ass edible arrangements or something. It's something that I actually put thought into. Even if it's concert tickets, or if it's a really nice dinner, it's like, it's, you know, like, you'll feel appreciated the same way I would want you to appreciate me. I'm a whole fucking vibe, my nigga. That's what I'm saying.
She tried to promote herself. I'm a whole fucking vibe, my nigga.
What cookie you getting for Valentine?
I can't tell you on
this
air.
This ain't Christmas. Like, he don't care. You can tell him what he is. It ain't gotta be a surprise.
He fake here. He really, because he knows I like it. He fucking fake here.
So it gotta be a surprise?
It will be a surprise. I always knock his socks off. He'll tell you. I'm consistent for that.
That nigga don't even wear socks. I see mad people.
He don't wear socks.
Yeah, that nigga don't even wear socks, bro. Stop it. That's mad easy to do. Nigga walk around with leather sandals in the winter.
Leather sandals in the winter. You fucking disrespectful.
All right, well, since Black touched on it earlier, you might as well get to the Saint Side Chicks Day.
Yeah, what's
either
up?
Either the 13th or the 15th. Is that really the Side Chicks Day?
Yes, I mean, go out?
The Side Chick Day is really the next available day. You know, it might not be the 15th.
It might not be the 15th.
It might be the 18th. You know what I mean? The next available day. You might have to stay with wifey for a couple of days before you can get loose. You know what I mean? She got to respect that.
Mm-hmm. Would you go on a date if you're dealing with somebody and they're like, nah, we can't link up Valentine's Day. I'm doing something, but we can go out later. Like,
no, what are you doing, sir?
I don't know.
You can't. I don't know.
My cat got
the
flu.
Your cat got the fucking flu. We'll go on a vet date, motherfucker. Put that motherfucker in the basket. We in this bitch. What are you talking about?
Why? Why you just don't take the date for the weekend anyway? When it's lit and it's
quieter.
Why?
Listen, if we're dating, there's gonna be transparency, all right? And we all know Valentine's Day. If you want to celebrate, you're not gonna skip days for no reason. You understand? If you want to celebrate Valentine's Day, you're going to try to get it on Valentine's Day. If you're going to go another day and me and you are seriously dating, I'm the person your main focus is on, you're going to have a legit reason. Okay, my shift is late. It's going to be a good reason why you can't get it for
niggas
that
niggas always day. Get arrested on the 13th.
Yo, that's a good
niggas
excuse,
always
dog.
Get arrested on the 13th,
that's a good
son.
Excuse.
Listen,
I see the judge
but
the
listen, I'm going to tell you this. If men know their women value Valentine's Day and they value their woman, they try their best to get shit done on the 14th. They'll make an effort to make sure that shit happens on Valentine's Day. It has to be like a real good reason why it's not going to happen. So if you got a nigga who's not putting enough effort to get you on the 14th, you probably are the side chick. You probably really are the fucking side chick.
and most of them don't care. You gotta understand
that too.
And I'm about to get on my Gressy, because you know Gressy is one of my.
This is,
know,
this romance, is,
I like romance.
This is
romance.
Love. Is a,
Gressy, it, it, I like
we
romance.
We gotta get the romance a little later. Right now we on a Gressy. You know what I mean? So listen, women these days are more than likely to date a man for the benefits over the love. So if a woman is dating a man for the benefits over the love, then you got to understand that majority of the time, it don't matter what day. It don't matter what day, because she dating for the benefits. You might be the guy with the car, the guy with the money, the guy laying down the fucking pipe. That girl that is with you for that benefit, don't matter what fucking day you give her. You give her the 19th, 5 days motherfucking later and say, babe, I was busy. We about to go over here, though. She's coming. You know what I mean? These chicks are locked into the benefits, not the man. So love don't even matter anymore for majority of them.
If what you have find you a done girl, for me lately type shit?
Hello. So hello. If you find a girl that is locked in for the love, you better put a ring on it. You know what I mean?
Danny.
What was the question again? Because we went left.
Nah, he's speaking about it on basically the 13th or the 15th. Is no. Those really like the side chick thing? Would you accept the date
know,
on the 15th?
I don't play side chick, but
would you accept?
If I'm with you on the 14th and we chilling, and then you be like, we could go on the 15th, yeah. If I'm not with you on the 14th and you say we could go out the 15th, no.
Why?
Because more than likely, I'll probably go out with somebody else on the 14th.
So? Ooh, but him, now you him. Go out with me on the 15th. He don't give a fuck what you did on Valentine's.
No.
Facts.
but then it defeats the whole purpose of going, because you're
how?
Going out for, if you're going
no,
out
no, we
for
just, we going out. Like, so he don't say we going out for Valentine's.
If we
like,
just
yo,
go,
we going
if
out.
It's just a regular day and we go out the 15th, we go out the 15th.
Yeah,
but
he ain't
my
saying
thing
this is for Valentine's.
More than likely, a woman, if you're going out the 15th, she's going to want to know why you don't want to go out on Valentine's Day. Or if you're not spending time with her on Valentine's Day, she's going to want to know why. So regardless mm-hmm. of what the situation is, if you can't give her a valid reason as to why you're not spending time on the 14th, then, well, me personally, I'm not going out on the 15th.
Because the 14th is just like the 15th. It's the same day.
All right,
same
then.
Day.
So, but Valentine's Day is on
why
the 14th.
Why are you being petty? Like,
no, you're being petty.
Women are being petty.
No,
that
men
shit
are
don't
being
mean
petty.
Nothing. That's yo, the 14th, the 13th, the 2nd is all the same difference.
The 14th, the 13th, the 2nd is not
to get a
Valentine's
date.
Day.
So
if you're
who
trying
cares
to get
about
a
Valentine's Day?
But this is what we're talking about right now. Don't
no.
start your
you're
whole...
Saying,
de-
you're
like,
saying you were doing a Valentine's celebration,
exactly.
not on Valentine's Day. So all
he
we're
saying
no,
is,
I'm
we're
saying,
not saying we can't do it, but you have to have an actual good,
exactly.
legit reason
saying,
why
you
can't
go,
on
if you want to go out on the 15th, you had to have spent time with me on the 14th.
Why?
Because I said
you
so.
You gotta be
that
smoking
retarded.
Crack.
Man, get the
I
fuck out of here.
Why the fuck you think you would Beyonce?
Why
you
no, I don't have to be Beyonce.
Why you can't respect the man just don't want to do nothing
you tripping.
On
listen,
so he don't have to do nothing
he not coming
on Valentine's Day.
Two
days
in a row now.
Because that's just how it is.
Why
but I don't want to go out on the 15th. If this is about Valentine's
listen,
Day, the Valentine's Day is the 14th.
You see, I'm going to tell you one thing. You can't argue with single people because they got the greatest imagination about how they want the relationship to go.
Says the person who's in a relationship who knows everything about
listen,
single
I'm tell
people
the truth. When you laying it down, trust me, you gonna take whatever day he hit you with. You gonna take whatever day.
No,
he laying
you're not.
It down. You are benefiting. The,
how?
The benefit
dick is not beneficial.
The benefit supersede your fucking addendum, whatever fight that you're having. You're benefiting. So you're gonna go. He hit you on
no.
the 17th. He not even gonna say nothing.
Sis, I'm out.
He gonna say, yo, I'm downstairs. You're like, I can't give it 15 minutes. You gonna take a bird bath? You gonna do this, you gonna jump in your little Malibu, that little bullshit.
If you're not giving, if I want to chill on the 14th, and you're like, no, I can't chill on the 14th, but hit me on the 15th, like, what's up? No.
Wow.
Because I'm not a side bitch.
That's
no.
Not about side
this
bitch.
Is what we're talking about. I'm going by what you just said.
Just,
you just said about the side
of,
woman's
wait,
holiday.
I'm
going
I'm
by what
do.
You said.
Right, I'm trying to get rid of that whole notion as a side chick if I go on you. With
I love the face that you're making right now because you're trying to like just make what you're saying like just make sense.
Talking,
but go ahead.
No, I'm talking like I'm trying to get rid of that whole notion and stigma. Like if you go out with a man on the 13th or the 15th that he got some hoes or he got a wife or something on Valentine's. That's not the case. Some dudes just don't want to be bothered on Valentine's.
Some dudes may not want to be bothered.
So don't try to deny my date now because I want to see you.
That's a busy day. Valentine's Day is a busy day.
Super busy, crazy restaurant.
So what are we doing? But once again,
we go the next day.
You keep talking about, you ask me a question and you keep talking about these restaurants when I specifically said that I'd rather just chill.
But you're making me hang with you 2 days in a row now.
So my thing is, so hang with me hang with me on the 15th and you don't have to hang with me on the, I mean, hang with me on the 14th and you don't have to hang with me on the 15th. So then, there you go.
Nah, you try to hold people hostage.
I'm not trying to hold nobody hostage.
That is. If I'm just dating we're kicking talking, it. Not
if we
like,
just dating and kicking it, if I asked to chill on the 14th and you told me no, and then the next day you hit me like, what you doing? No. You told me no. So no. Like, what the fuck? I'm supposed to just what?
You got too much rules. You got too much
rules. There's no rules there. He asked me a question. I answered it. There's no rules.
Too much. You backing the dude down. Talking about, you got to take me out on a 14. Put your gun down, son. Jump in your mouth.
If we go down to 15, you got to stay all day with me on a 14, nigga.
You can't get drunk in the snow. What if it's snowing?
You got to get Malibu don't work in the snow. You got to get bootlegs
and hit it. Front wheel drive. You can't go nowhere.
I'm only answering the questions specifically how they were asked to me. At the end of the day, if I'm only asking to chill, because he keeps talking about going out. Nobody said anything about going
out. But now
you're
making
me, I'm a chiller.
You're making a two-day package
now. I don't
have
to make a two-day package if you chill with me on the 14th. That's just how it works.
What about chill? All right, so
just go out on the
13th. The day before.
You're forcing him to chill with you on the 14th.
I'm not forcing him. You can see whoever the person is, they can say no.
No,
I didn't say that.
Right, so
I'm
saying, not the 15th. What about, he be like, all right, we gonna go out on the 13th, the day before. Now what? You ain't gonna accept
why
the date?
Why?
He bringing you into it.
I was gonna say that.
He bringing you into it.
I was gonna say that. I like
he
the 13th.
You
bring
into
bring
it.
In.
What's wrong
the
with that?
The 13th isn't too bad. Day.
And then he leave in the morning.
Ladies, yeah, respect the 13th.
And then he leave in the morning.
The 13th isn't too bad,
but this is what...
Ladies, respect the 13th.
Then I just make room for me to do what I got to do on the 14th.
But listen, but the 13th
but now you
is
sound
still
like a
acknowledgement
cheater. What you
going to
be doing
if
on the 14th?
If he's with me, if we're together, this whole conversation is out.
So only if he stayed, the conversation out. If he's not
if we're
there,
together,
then you got
this is not
to
a conversation. If we're just dating and we're kicking it, look, at the end of the day, it's like this. If I ask, or if we're talking about Valentine's Day and I say I want to chill on the 14th and you say nah... You denied me a day that I asked you for. So I have the right to deny you a day that you asked me for. If you want to hit me on the 15th,
that's
not petty.
That's
tit for tat. This ain't about a relationship.
That's petty.
It don't work like
that's
that.
That's tit for tat.
Yo, I love how y'all just switched this whole shit because y'all was just talking about side chicks and all this stuff. We're not talking about relationships at the end of the day.
No, that's tit for tat. You being tit for tat.
Call it what you want to call it. I don't
listen,
care.
Tit for tat, eye for eye, leaves everybody blind. All right? You got to do better.
I guess so.
I'm going to give you a book. It's some positive book. I'm going to give it to you.
What's called?
I forgot it right now. I'm here to help get your spirituality in tune.
Okay.
You being too tit for tat.
It ain't about tit for tat. It's not about tit for tat.
You deny me, I'm going to deny you.
No, it's not if you deny me.
I'm tired of Danny and Saylin. They're like two Power Rangers.
I love Saylin. Shout out to Saylin.
She like, know your worth.
Listen to me.
Your
worth. You got to know your worth.
No.
Saylin, take that 13.
Your worth is not the 14th. Your worth is not the 15th.
It's based on that time. You might not be free.
All right, so your time is your time and my time. I got time too at the end of the day. Like,
you got no time.
You don't got
I do have time.
You got mad time. So take this 13th or the 16th or the 18th date, man.
No.
He gonna buy you a Malibu.
Yo, I don't want a Malibu.
Why are y'all mad at Danny for her preference?
We're not mad at Danny.
They not mad at me. They just wanna just attack me, and it's fine. Cause
yeah,
you know I stay on my ground.
She being petty for
she's
nothing.
Not
I'm not
petty.
Being petty.
That's
I'm right. Answering a question.
She compromised. She said she'll take the 13th.
So
hit up on the 13th.
Breaks out early on Valentine's Day. That's still suspect too.
But at the end of the day, but my thing is this, it's okay because like I said, I allow people to do whatever they want to do. You can do whatever you want to do. I can do whatever I want to do. So at the end of the day, whatever. If we're not together, if we're not dating, whatever it is.
I don't like that, Danny. That sounds hoish.
Yeah, it don't sound hoish at all. Yeah. It doesn't sound hoish.
You're better than that.
It doesn't sound holy. What the fuck is he talking about?
Listen,
what the fuck is he talking about?
Just like a man, y'all think that sex is involved in everything. Sex doesn't have to be involved in everything. Time is money, baby. But next, let's go.
Next fucking topic.
That shit was good. Why are we switching topics? Everybody
in. Yeah, I'm Rosh Us.
Fuck that. Yo. We gonna jump into another topic, but we gonna start off some new shit. We gonna try to call up and I don't know, talk shit with us. Like, give us a scenario, what you got going on. We gonna be giving out advice. We got Auntie Tanya.
We got the tomboy.
Yeah.
We got
Grassy.
No more romance.
Yeah, nah, I mean,
Grassy. Mr. Entree on that Yave.
And we got Michael Jackson over here. I know
a little Kanye on that Yave, so it's okay.
Michael Jackson. We gonna give our advice Michael about Jackson. Anything. Sex, relationships, drama. You know what I'm saying? So the number is 516-900-2278. For the rest of the show, we gonna take calls. We gonna talk. But just give us scenarios and stuff. You could be anonymous too. You ain't gotta tell us what you got going on. We gonna figure your situation out. We gonna fix your
fact.
Shit, all
that's
right?
That's a fact. You can ask us questions.
In the meantime, between time, y'all, let's talk. We gonna switch the topic. We gonna talk about some other shit. We gonna talk about we in the realm of love, right? Downtime.
Yeah.
We gonna talk about. I forgot what we gonna talk about. Nah, we gonna talk about soulmates.
Yeah.
All right,
I got a lot to say about this shit.
Good, so you can start us off.
Why?
You just said you got a lot to say.
Why you gotta start
though? You ain't gotta start.
Back up off your camera a little bit. Let me see. Bro.
Listen, I'm the face of the show. They gotta see
me. Oh, there you go. There you go. Now you perfect.
They have to see me. Hold on, let me back it up. They have to see me. We already know. Michael Jackson, Tito, Jermaine.
I'm fucking Janet. I don't know what you're talking about.
You ain't Janet yet, girl.
Listen.
We ain't even let you get on stage yet.
I've been on stage.
All right, so let's talk about soulmates before what I'm saying while we waiting on our first caller. Is there a such thing?
Of course it is.
I believe so.
Why do you believe it's such thing?
I believe it's such thing as a soulmate because chemistry is like something you have no control of. You know what I mean? That's something you find out during the mist of getting to know. And then, you see, chemistry is kind of like we never knew why people always said mashed potato with gravy. You understand? Like, mashed potato alone is cool, but what the gravy is like is life. It brings it to a whole other level. I never understood why when Gina poured out the gravy and she was putting it all over that Thanksgiving plate, why Martin went crazy. You understand? So it's like, that's what coming together is. That's what me and each other on the same page is. You understand? So you guys gotta know what it is, do what it do. You know what I mean. Make sure you find your mashed potato.
That was the first little touch on soul, man. We don't take our first call. We don't try to fix our life, man. We got an expert panel up here, man. All right. Turn it down, please.
What's
up?
Expert panel.
You ain't gotta say your name. What's going on?
Hello, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
I'm anonymous.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I love all y'all. Danny Black, Keisha.
You didn't say lie. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You didn't say lie. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yo, I just said I'm the face of the show.
Yo,
all right, okay. Tell us what's on your mind.
All right, so I want to talk about soulmate. How will you really know who your soulmate is? I had a little issue where I was with a guy for like about 4 years, and to be honest, he was the best thing that ever happened to me, no matter like what our situation was. In the beginning, it wasn't really based on love. It was more of a sexual thing. Like, he was like, we were just so intact with each other and so in tune that, you know, it was like hard to be separated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we went through was, it was a whole phase. I want to say it's a whole phase because it was like, all right, we're not together, but we know what it is. Like, we see each other in the street. Like, we know who we are to each other. His friends knew who I was, and vice versa, or whatever case may be. So if he wants to fuck around, we already had that agreement. Like, look, if you're going to do what you got to do, make sure you're protected and vice versa. But years go by, and I want to say the love grew stronger, but I did do something that I kind of regret.
Did you give him chlamydia?
So what happened was, I started falling deeply in love with him, and I felt that every time I brought up the situation of love, it kind of scared him away, and I knew he was involved with another female, and it seemed like he was getting serious. So to keep my mind off of it, I started seeing somebody. Mm-hmm. Now, I was open about it. I told him, like, look, I'm seeing such and such. And it was just like, I guess it was a cool thing at that moment in time. But even so, while I'm seeing this person, keeps calling on the time, yo, I'm going to see you, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right, cool. You know, it is what it is, because we knew where our bond was. You understand? So now I'm hearing more about this female coming around and they're doing this and they're making these plans. I'm like, you know what? If you're so much in love with Shorty and you're talking about her all the time,
you should be whatever, with her. And then like,
now he was with her.
Wow. So I'm going to tell you what you did. Wow.
But
so I'm
going to tell you what you
did. Who's this, Greasy or Ugly?
Is that this love? This romance? No,
you know what? I'm going to give you romance right now.
That's who you want. All right. I got something to say when romance.
I feel like the first thing that you did, you got to understand.
You got to understand.
If love was never the topic,
you
can't just jump out the window and have a love conversation. At least that can't be the caption. You know what I mean? The caption might be something to throw you off just to get you to click. You understand? It's called clickbait. A lot of marketing tools use it, right? They might say, hey, Beyonce got butt-ass naked. You might click it and then some shit to get rid of crabs or something. You know what I mean? Just using the click. So at the end of the day, that's what you gotta do when you wanna talk about love. People gotta get fed that in portions, because if they're not there, if they're not there with you, then you gotta understand that it might not be received the way you're taking it. You know what I mean? This is romance giving you this advice. Hold on, Tanya wanted to help you out and give you a little bit before you hang up on your wife.
Go ahead, Auntie Tanya. Let's go. I need to hear this.
That was not your soulmate.
Listen. Y'all didn't even finish. Y'all didn't finish listening to what the story was.
I thought the question was how you know if you're the soulmate.
But that wasn't the question.
That's the question she asked, right? I don't mean to get off topic, and I don't want to get too detailed because this person is also in the group, so I know he's gonna know what
Adam,
the fuck
Adam,
I'm talking about.
Adam in the comments. Adam.
Adam in the comments. No, I can't do that right now. Like I'm a separate way, but understand that our bond is still there no matter how far apart we are. And the bad thing I did was I happened to entertain this next person, you know, just to get my mind off of him or whatever case may be, and I end up getting pregnant.
You have a good day.
Did you keep it? Can I say something? Are you still with that person?
That you got pregnant
okay.
by?
All right.
No. We're going to judge you. You're anonymous. We're going to hang up now.
Soulmates come in different forms. It could be your friend. It could be your brother. It could be your sister. It could be the person that you want to be with at the end of the day. That's what soulmates are. They're different. You have soulmates. You have twin flames. You have karmic connections. You have a whole bunch of different things that come into play. So what I'm saying is it might just be that this could be your soulmate, but it might not be your soulmate on a partner level. You know what I mean? Like, you have certain things that you have
certain things that especially if another nigga hitting raw.
But my thing is another nigga's hitting, but she has every right, regardless if she wanted to get off of him, she has every right to deal with somebody else because he's dealing with somebody else.
You're in love.
But you're in love, but she don't, you don't, you basically, she's focused on the connection. Where I think you went wrong is, No, she went wrong way before that, settling for it just being friends with benefits for so long. You know what I mean? It doesn't, like, I get it. You y'all were friends with benefits and you caught, you know, feelings and everything like that. But you have to understand that there are boundaries with friends with benefits when you catch feelings. You know, because now you're stuck in friends with benefits. So even if you want, like,
and you don't even want the man that got you pregnant.
You don't even want the man that got you pregnant.
You are the donkey of the day.
You are the donkey of the day.
You are the donkey
of the day. Thank you. Yo, thank you.
The only reason why I kept my child was health reasons.
Listen, keep your child. Look, you gotta live with whatever you did. That's the bottom line. Exactly. And that's about it.
And he knew. And when I had got pregnant for him before, you know, he didn't want it, and it was cleansed.
Girl, we gonna pick this up later in the group. Remain anonymous. We're gonna pick it up in the group. Thank you for calling, all right?
Don't call.
Maybe people single mother.
Let her go. Listen.
That's the yo. Hold on.
Keep that story brief.
Hey, like yo, y'all call up. Give us the meat potatoes.
Like, be specific. Get to the point.
Be specific. We want to hear you. We want to hear what's going on. But real talk, you gotta be quick because people be wanting to call up. We got other people trying to get in. You know what I'm saying? So you know, just tell us your story real quick.
That was wicked.
And we gonna
that was
answer.
Wicked. Listen, ladies. Yeah.
Hold on.
Love the man that gets you pregnant. Yeah.
Hold on.
Brown Holy Water. You can remain anonymous if you want, but what's your story?
You can remain anonymous if you want, but what's your story?
Man, I ain't trying to remain anonymous.
What's up? Yeah, what's up, Superman? You got a story for us?
You got a story for us, man? You going through a scenario? What's up?
Make this short.
I'm gonna make it short. Okay, this is my problem. So I'm an aspiring actor, right? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right?
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to be the next chocolate out here. I'm trying to be the next big thing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But my shorty don't want me doing no sex scenes if I get the role. How do I keep my house but get the part at the same time? Because I'm ready.
You got to explain to her that sex scenes aren't real.
You
got to
explain to her that sex scenes aren't real.
So you just gotta understand that the ones you're gonna take
are not gonna be real.
But at the end of the day, you see the difference. There's two things that you get in relationships, right? You get love and you get dreams.
Thank you for calling up. Let's get back to our soulmates until we get another call, man. I think people gonna keep calling.
Now,
man,
I like what Mike was talking about, because I think sometimes your personal goals and your personal dreams sometimes might be up for questioning. You know what I mean? Because a relationship might dictate that I don't like this. Yeah, they might. You should never let, like, one you thing should. I love about mine, she don't even.
She supports you no matter what. Unconditionally.
Yeah. My thing is, you should never make your person pick.
Facts.
Never. If you make somebody pick, you don't love them. You do not love them.
It's not even that you don't love them. It's just that you're putting your own insecurities over their dreams and over what they feel. Yeah. And it's like it's conditional love, like I said.
Yeah. But I'm speaking about unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
I could never say, well, you can't do this because it makes me feel a certain type of way. I will say you can't do this because it puts you in danger. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, to say I'm uncomfortable you kiss another female on camera even though you're getting millions for it.
Listen.
It's selfish.
Yeah, I might be an actress soon. We never know.
Let's bring in the next caller.
Show a titty.
Bring in the next caller.
Who the?
Brown Holy Water. You can remain anonymous.
Brown Holy Water. You can remain anonymous.
What's your story, man? What you done stole from the collection plate? All right, let's go. You gotta make it short.
I feel like I know what.
Oh, you a romance?
Romance to the building. What's good?
Romance. Listen, man. How do I get this fine chocolate sister who's already in a relationship to notice me, man? I'm doing everything.
All right.
I'm gonna tell you this. Sometimes I got her name. I got her name. That's serious.
I got 100
long stem roses for Valentine's.
Hey, man, let my man romance do
my man Romance give you some schooling. Let my man Romance give you some schooling real quick.
So, when you was in school, there was a special department called the Lost and Found.
Right?
And the Lost and Found is where you
and
go
the Lost
to
and
when
Found is
where
you go to when you misplace something.
Right? So you
got to
go to Lost and
right?
Found.
So you got to go to
so
Lost
when you
found.
Believe someone is
so
really
so when you believe someone is
better
for
you
and
can
do better with you, and you can really help elevate
you don't
got to
seek them when it's time.
You don't
got
to seek them when it's time.
They're going to
come to that Lost and Found because
something
is missing
and they're going
to
go through the crate.
Missing
and
they're
gonna
go to the crate and they're gonna be looking for me. They're like, nah, this ain't it. This ain't it.
And
hopefully, within the bunch, within those crates.
So you don't wait for her. She's waiting on
you.
She's gonna find
you. She's waiting on
you.
One time
is right. Now listen, it might not be this dark.
Nah, listen, it might not be this dark.
We ain't saying
it might be
which one you're talking about.
We don't know which one you're talking about.
Listen,
real quick, I got some advice too in this situation too.
What you gotta do is find a way.
What you gotta do.
If
you
stay
in
the
room,
you get
picked. If you stay in the room, you get picked, man.
That's some
Thanks for calling up, bro.
Thank you.
Get in the room, bro. That's all you gotta do.
But soulmates come in different forms. It's not just a partnership.
I don't know what you were talking about. It could be your
brother. She's talking
your
about
sister.
Twin flames,
yes,
kindred
twin
friends, karma.
Yeah, that's
not incest. Soulmates is not just about a connection.
I'm talking about soulmates as
in
like
a relationship,
partner.
In a partnership. But what I was explaining to her because of her situation that soulmates come in different
that's
forms. I think my
soulmate.
Sister is my soulmate.
How many
soulmates
did you get?
Yes.
Candace, if you watching, that's my soulmate.
We always said we was married in another lifetime.
No, that's
regardless
your sister.
Of what this, yeah, but that, but
no,
soulmates, you have to read up and do research on soulmates and twin flames and all that stuff before you attack me about what
I'm
I think.
So
okay.
You're doing research
listen,
on all the zodiac signs, all the soulmates.
No,
what are you
listen.
Researching about men to get a man? What are you researching about that? What do you type in the search bar? What do you put in?
March 9th.
What do
times,
I put in for that? I don't have
success.
To put anything in for that because they come to me. So I don't have to worry about
girls
that
too.
At all.
Girls too.
Girls too.
Girls
thank
too.
You. So I
we
don't
seen
have to worry
it. We
about
seen
that.
It.
That's not a worry for me at all.
You're
not it's
not
like
demand.
Listen,
FA
understand,
is in high demand.
Understand
mm-hmm,
that. Understand that my business is open. But it's all about quality over quantity. Mm. Understand that. Understand that I'm checking all my inventory.
Okay.
Okay.
How many? How many? How many? How many soulmates you think you get in life?
One. I personally believe in one. But they say you can only have one kindred spirit, right? Danny.
Y'all doing real?
There's only one kindred spirit you can have.
I don't know much about
one
kindred,
twin flame.
One twin flame.
You can only have one twin flame. All right. Okay. For me personally.
No, you can only have one twin flame because a twin flame is one thing split into two.
I'm saying soulmate is
like
two to three. But
like
explain
my man Sonny
this,
from Bronx Tales.
Explain this
you get at least
thing
three
that you're about to say, though.
Okay, for me, me personally, I think with soulmates, like Danny said, are different types.
Call
you
up,
have
call
your,
up, y'all.
You have your relationship, you have your friendship, you have your family. I think you get one relationship soulmate, but I think a lot of people misconstrue the concept as in me just getting along with somebody. Like I just met somebody, oh, we have a good vibe for 2 weeks or two, or maybe a year, oh, this is my soulmate. I don't think it takes a year to find out that if this person really is your soulmate. Like, where is your longevity? Where is how you get through problems? Like, how
I think
is
you
it?
Just know.
You just know, but
I feel
you
like
still,
that. Like,
you still
things
need
feel
to,
different.
Things do feel different. I agree with you. But you'll also deal with things differently. Like, the relationship feels different. Like, you'll feel a different type of pressure, different type of energy from the person. Your anger is different towards them.
But
you
even when
you
you're
know?
Upset at that person, it really doesn't matter because you get over it.
Yes.
And then my thing is,
yes.
they don't leave you and you don't leave them. And y'all don't necessarily have to be together. You know what I mean? But they still show up some type of way. It could be, y'all could not speak for a whole year, 2 years, whatever. whatever, and then they pop up again. You just never know. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. It doesn't have to be. People think when they think soulmates and they think twin flames and stuff, like everything is perfect and they're just connected.
It's not, definitely
like,
not
you
perfect.
Have the, you have the
what
world.
Is this, what is this twin?
Yeah, it was twin a twin flame.
Twin flame. Twin flame is basically your other half. So basically, it's like somebody that you. It's a spiritual thing. It's a lot, but it's basically like you were one flame. Just saying, you were one flame, and then before you became your human person, you split into two.
You ever met somebody was
this
person?
Imagination.
No. You ever seen a movie? You ever seen a movie with Will Smith? What was that called? John something when Q? He was a superhero. He was a superhero.
Hancock.
Like, you ever seen that? Hancock. Yeah. That was his twin flame.
I was supposed to play that shit.
Yo, let's take a call.
Yo, we got another call. Yo, let's take a call.
Yo,
yeah, I already know what it is.
Brown holy water. You could be
brown
anonymous.
Brown holy water. You could be anonymous.
Okay, I'm choosing to be anonymous.
That voice sounds familiar. Let us be anonymous.
What's your scenario?
Okay.
No, it's a new voice. Okay. So just trying to even get to the whole. Soulmate part. I've been trying to teeter around with this because y'all dudes is on some new shit in 2018.
I love an accent.
To even get to that part, what is the difference between just talking to somebody and actually dating somebody? There's a gray area that a lot of women I know are trying to get through to even talk about a soulmate.
Would you like Gressy to help you, miss?
Who do you
like Gressy to help you, miss?
All right.
I want
she,
to
listen. She country. All right.
So,
I like this
difference. What is the difference between?
Oh, bring it. Bring that. You gotta turn down your volume.
Got you.
So all right, I got it down.
What is the difference between talking to somebody and messing with somebody, right?
And messing with somebody, right?
And dating.
Talking to somebody and dating, because apparently the wordplay out here in these streets, y'all being slick.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Depending on what day of the week it is, it might mean the same shit. I'm gonna be honest. This is the truth. If you want to be honest, it might mean the main shit, but it is a difference. So when you say I'm talking to somebody, that mean I'm interested in the person. I'm trying to get to know the person. I'm currently courting the person. I might even be fucking this person. Now, when I'm dating someone, it's exclusive. I'm doing all those things I just said, and I'm the only motherfucker doing it. You understand? It shouldn't be nobody else in your pussy.
But that'll be a relationship then, right?
Not necessarily. It's not.
Not necessarily. Nobody else should be in your pussy.
Exclusive dating and relationship.
Exclusively, I guess. I don't know.
I agree with the first part. I don't know. Go ahead, go. Let's go, Tom. Let's go, Auntie.
Community pussy is a part of dating?
Yes, you date for the world, boy.
Let me break it down to how I put it. Talking is like Black said, you show interest. You know, you're talking every day, every other day. You're checking up. You're getting to know the person. You start dating them when you start spending a little bit more one-on-one time with them. Now, at the dating phase, you don't necessarily... date one person. You could be dating more than one people. So you're exchanging one-on-one time when you go out, you go to games, you go whatever. Now you're seeing them move around. You go play probably Dave and Buster's, you see how they are when they get angry, whatever. After you got through that, you're still talking, you're dating more than one people. They're like, all right, well, I like this person the most. This person meshes me the most. I have the most fun with them. I'm most natural with them. You go to exclusive dating where I'm only dating you. But at this point in time, this is where a lot of motherfuckers fuck it up. They don't make sure them and the other person's on the same page. So you got to make sure, listen to me. All right, so you met me. I'm going to be straight. I wasn't seeing only one person. But after all this time I spent with you, I really want to focus just on you. And I want to move towards something solid. This is where I am. Where the fuck do you stand? Do not exclusively date somebody in your head.
That's special ed, though.
Stop. Let me.
How you got community pussy all team, German talking and dating? That's crazy. No, you cannot. Dating is exclusive.
Dating is a.
Listen, y'all teach me. I'm like.
Dating is a one.
My relationship.
Dating is a.
I didn't think dating was exclusive.
And there's weighing your options.
You can talk to a million people. You can date a million people.
So then talking is bullshit then, right? Because I saw it as talking is a way for you to get pussy and do whatever you want to do without a accountability.
But dating, if that's the case, if you dating other people, then we must be going Dutch. No, I'm not paying if I'm just...
Okay, we can go Dutch. stop, motherfuckers. Keep very calm. Keep very calm. I don't know who's been trying to rip you off your entire life, but there are women out here who's willing to spend time with you, willing to go Dutch, take a whole fucking check. Check who the fuck you've been dating, sir. Anyway, back to what I was saying, honey. So, after you date, you weigh your options. You like this one person, you exclusively date them. You let them know we're moving towards a relationship. Once they're on the same page with you and y'all got your honesty going, it'll bloom into a relationship. It's levels. A lot of people start talking to somebody and start doing relationship shit. And then you like, and that's the thing.
They jump
four levels up, and then when the person's not matching them, they're mad. Oh, niggas ain't shit, bitches ain't shit, whatever, whatever. Take your time and learn your person. And then the best part about the four stages is you're building a friendship also, which is important for a relationship. Y'all motherfuckers skip so many stages and have shitty relationships. Don't understand why this shit don't work.
And this is my little take on it real quick before we get off. I'm saying everybody touched on it. Talking, you can still be fucking. Talking, just talking, checking. Fucking, I mean, chatting up. Talking, dating, chatting, we hanging out more. Up. We still gonna be
dating,
fucking.
Hanging out more.
Now, like just like Auntie said, if I like you that much while in the dating, I'm gonna start cutting off everybody else, and I'm gonna tell you like, listen, I'm trying to take you serious, blah blah blah. Now I'm into the court, and I want to make you my girl. So it's like. Talking condoms, dating condoms. Now you my girl, real sex.
So basically,
you can get because my girl,
you can get pregnant in both stages before you get into a real
condom,
relationship. You ain't wearing condom. After three fucks, you not you know the condom might not be black.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Three fucks.
Come on.
Black is a hot ass man.
But thank you. Yo, thank you for calling up, right, baby? I hope we clarify some stuff for you, all right?
Listen, man.
Yo, shit, and make that shit. Where you from? Just say where you from. I said I hate a little country. Saint Louis in that building. Yo, send that shit.
And I live in Kansas now.
Send that shit, baby. That's what
I
said, baby. Thank you. All love. Thank you for supporting the Brown Holy Water team, all right?
Let me throw this one thing out. Dating does not mean fucking. You said it, but some people think when it's, I'm dating somebody, they assume, okay, this is the, I'm fucking this person. Got people who date people. People who date people all the time, they never had sex. That's true.
That motherfucker is tripping.
Thank you. Come on. Thank you for calling, baby.
Once they let weed be legal, when
call
they,
up, y'all,
they
call up.
Into the market, what happened? Niggas get, motherfuckers getting so high, they added extra stage. They like, yo, I'm in 7.5 grade. What you mean 7.5? What class is that, motherfucker? You in 7th or 8th grade? Nigga, 7.5. You never heard 7.5?
Yeah.
It's like, and that's how I feel with the whole dating shit. Now you can be talking, dating, and there's no fucking involved. What the fuck are y'all
call
talking
up,
about?
Y'all,
if
up,
I'm talking
up,
to
up.
You, we're talking. You might be talking to other people. That's cool. Once we dating, it's what the fuck are you talking about?
Dating is a multiple.
No, listen.
Thing,
whole
boy.
Culture is fucking it up, and that's
it's
how
not
people
whole
coming.
Culture. You
y'all
can't just date.
Whole
I don't
culture
know.
Is fucking the game up, yo.
What are you talking? No, it's
that's
not.
Whole culture.
No, that's not. When you
how
dating,
is that?
No, when you dating,
you can be dating multiple people.
Yes.
That's whole culture.
I have no
a whole excuse.
No, that's not. You that's have no relationship. First of all, only when you're in a relationship.
That's a loud pack.
Nah.
That's a loud pack.
That's a loud pack.
Listen, you dating? That means you're out to the world. That means dating. You weighing your options for the world.
A real woman is not dating multiple people at the same
but
time.
But that's your choice.
She could go
that's
out with
choice.
A million men. She got a
that's
fucking
a choice.
Woman.
That's what makes dating is not
she
true. Okay. That's true.
She can go out and eat with you, me, her. Don't matter.
That's not dating.
That is dating.
So
that's not exclusive dating.
So then you're dating while you're fucking talking then. So then
what?
Talking and dating is the same shit.
Kinda.
Dating.
Because
dating is
talking,
a little bit more. It's like
talking,
a step. It's
talking
like
talking is
that
we not even
dating
outside yet.
The,
we even date yet. We ain't going nowhere.
Like, black.
We just talk. We texting.
Dating
we got a
is
phone
when
call.
I actually take time out of my schedule and make it a
think
see
many,
a black ass.
Think how many girls that
yeah,
I
yo,
talk you
I
talk
to. I swear
to
God, I'm happy
then,
I'm not single. Yeah. This shit is confusing than a motherfucker.
It's disgusting out
this
here.
This shit
sound
like that's like the motherfucker trying to sell you weed. He start to make shit up. Yeah, so I got the Donald Trump.
That's
Donald Trump. The fuck you talking
come
about?
Come on, yo, we got another call.
Single life is a headache, I'm telling you.
Yo, Brown Holy Water, this state your location.
Water,
fuck that.
This state your location. Fuck
now
that.
You want.
Where you from?
Now you want.
Where you from?
Okay. You can remain anonymous.
Okay.
What's the
you can remain what you anonymous. What's the scenario? What you got going on?
Scenario is I'm a mother, and it's like recently, it's certain guys that have been coming into like my area and I've been meeting them, but it's like the guys I would date in my past, like when I'm like 18, 19, 20. Now that I'm almost 30, I don't really want to deal with those type of guys. And I'm also a mother, so
lead them thugs
I'm
alone.
Trying to like
lead them thugs
not
alone.
Go. Like basically, I'm single, but I just don't want to pick the wrong type of guys to be around my kids.
Your question is, what's your question? She don't want to date what she's been dating. She's trying to do something different.
My question is, how do I like pick someone that's on my level, but also separate mommy from
being
a woman?
You have to surround yourself around the people that you look into to date or that type of energy. You don't want to be in your past energy. You want to create new energy. So you have to surround yourself around those type of people. They whoever comes into your life, as far as separating mommy, you just have to take your time. You have to take your time. Whoever's coming in your life, if you know they're not right for you, you should automatically just cut that out. Like, don't even entertain it.
It's not even worth entertaining.
Just take one more call. Call us up with a good scenario.
Ladies, stop discriminating against men that got multiple baby mamas.
You don't even got a baby mama. Shut up.
I'm just saying.
No, but listen. She talk like this is for real. Like.
Cause if a man would have said that against a chick, you meet the same people.
If you keep staying in the same environment,
that's
you have to change. You meet the same people if you're the same person. Go to
Starbucks, sit down and read a book at Starbucks.
You might run into the person.
Let me tell you this:
the thugs is not coming to Starbucks getting no espresso.
That's a
fact. So you're not going
to
meet those type of men. Exactly. You're not going
to
meet that type of man.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's different.
I got a little philosophy, baby.
I will say from experience,
I explore the world now. You know what I'm saying?
How you project yourself and how you put yourself out to the world is also going to affect who's going to come towards you. When I was a couple years ago, when I was, you know, always doing a fucking photo shoot, always naked, the things I used to wear, the way I used to carry myself, certain people used to attract to me. The day I was like, okay, T, you're doing too much. You could be sexy. You don't have to go overboard with it. When I started toning it down, different types of men approached me. So a lot of it could be just how the image you project, you know.
Alright, y'all. We gonna take our. I think this is gonna be our last call. Let's see what's going on. Brown Holy Water. Where you from? Oh God.
Brooklyn.
Right.
You can be anonymous. Tell us your situation.
You can be anonymous.
What's going on?
Tell us your situation. What's going on?
Okay.
Anonymous, yeah. Okay. Threesome rules.
The threesome rules?
The threesome rules?
I don't know. I can't even help you.
What's the threesome rules? Bro, rules for the men?
We saying it like
you. Rules for the men?
We saying it like you.
Allegedly.
What'd you say?
You had a threesome before.
What'd you say?
You had a threesome before.
Oh, he's in a relationship. And you're trying to have a threesome?
Yeah, the confines of a relationship.
First question.
Who wants the threesome?
Who wants the threesome?
You're sure both of you. It's not one, you pitched it and then she's just gonna agree just because she wanna agree with you. You're sure she's trying or she really wants it. You're 100% sure.
More likely than not.
Oh, she wants it more? Are you lit then?
Oh, she wants it more? Are you lit then?
Here's what happened. The only rule is transparency and just communication around it. Because this is something that could be taboo for some people and other people like it. So, you're finding people. You're scouting people. Let her know I'm interested in this girl. Let her know. Let her tell you I'm interested in this girl. Y'all keep on the same page. Don't be trying to talk to sis privately in a conversation or whatever you don't let her know. Likewise, she shouldn't really be talking too much privately without letting you notice what you're doing. Because the fact that both of y'all are in this together, y'all got to operate through the entire thing together. There shouldn't be no major rules. Just remember, protect yourself. You don't want to have
Y'all, we gonna take one more call. Y'all call up quick. Tell us a scenario. Tell us what's going on. That was too funny.
Y'all, he disrespected your shit.
Nah,
it wasn't the phone. He disrespected your shit.
Yo, call up. We taking one more call, y'all. Brown Holy Water Advice Hour. We got the panel going.
You was Miss Dio, not Cleo. So he just backed on your shit.
We got the advice hour going. We taking one more call, y'all. If you call up quick.
He seen the barbecue chips. He said, nah, it's
Call up, y'all. I'm taking one more call.
I ain't drinking no more. I'm done.
Shout out to Javi Tequila, y'all. Got everybody feeling good. We giving out good advice. We not leading y'all the wrong way.
Yo!
Y'all see
yo,
it.
Yo, my
okay.
Jesus.
Okay.
Shout out to Javi Tequila.
Y'all the ones with a dry ass sex life. I'm just saying.
My sex life ain't dry, sis. Chill.
My shit lit. I'm just saying. That's a big Nico said, you said tree instead of tree. Yo, son.
No, that was him. The dude was like, what is a tree? Some
yo, that shit had me fucking crying just now, son. My son.
Yo, we got our last call up for the night. Thank you for calling. Yo. I'm going to put you right on. Hold on, y'all. Get it together. Brown, oh, holy water. Say your location.
Say your location.
I'm sorry, man.
Turn your PC down, please. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Where you from? Okay. Tell us what you got going on.
Your
last caller. Make it hot.
It's
not necessarily a scenario, but it was piggybacking off of the last person that called. Who's to say it wasn't two guys involved in
a
threesome?
That's a train. Baby. Yeah. That's
you want to? So what you want to know the rules for that?
So what you want to know the rules for that?
No, I'm saying I feel like Tanya was speaking on behalf of, you know, the guys' needs, but what if the female wanted to have two guys involved in the threesome?
I don't think you can bring that to your man and he'd be all right with that. I think like 85% of men, if you came to him like, listen, babe, I want to have a threesome, I wouldn't have another man.
I
want to
have a threesome, I wouldn't have another.
You might be single after that.
He gone. You might be single after that. If you're not single, you got to question him.
If you're not single, you got to question him.
But I'm okay with another female.
That's the most logical way to go about it.
That's the most logical way to go about it.
That's just how it is. Cause because I, men that, if I love you, I don't want to see another nigga possibly, with a, possibly with a bigger dick than my dog and you out.
But it's okay for
a chick to eat you out. Not only that, that's not a threesome. Not only that. A threesome means everyone has to participate. So what are the two men doing? To each other. So that's a train.
That's a train.
A threesome is when he's digging you down and he's tongue kissing the other girl. That's a threesome. Everyone's
active. Think of like the seesaw train. You got one nigga in the back behind you, one nigga in the front.
Thank you for calling, man.
Hey, at cable by $200, girl.
That is the end of the Brown Holy Water Advice Hour. I think it was pretty good, man. You know, thank you everybody that called up. We appreciate your calls. We're gonna bring this segment back another time. I don't know when, but we will, because it was really good. I think more people got some scenarios in the world going on. They didn't want to bring it to light, but you know, we at our end of our show right now. I said thank you for calling. If you didn't share already, share this video, please. Brown Holy Water. We gonna get our shout outs in. Let's go, Tanya. Auntie, let's go. Throw them out.
Just shout out to everybody tuning in. Shout out to the whole team. Good job, guys.
There we go. You put your Instagram and nothing on there?
Everybody knows my Instagram. Y'all be fine.
Okay. Let's go, Dan.
Shout out to everybody who's tuned in. Shout out to my homegirl Cheryl for allowing me to be on her panel yesterday at her Grow and Glow brunch. Appreciate you. That's it. Thank you everybody for tuning in. I love my friends. I love my family. Follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. That's it.
Everybody real short and sweet tonight, baby. Handsome 15 Instagram, Live Brown Facebook. BrownHolyWaterPodcast.com. Get your shirts, hoodies. You know what I'm saying? Dad Hats is about to come back. The weather is breaking. We're about to do this thing.
It's a fact.
You know, I wasn't even going to go, but me and Black had a talk. March 9th, I'm going to come to his birthday party. He's going through shit. So, you know, if you want to see the face of the podcast, you want to see Michael Jackson in rare form.
Pull it up.
Pull up, man. Mm-hmm. Other than that, y'all be blessed. I'll be seeing y'all
Bad
next
bitch
week.
Laugh.
You know that, man. You know that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, we'll see y'all next week. Thank you for tuning in. Please share the video. Share. Shout out to everybody around the world. We getting love from a lot of countries and states, and that's respect, man. Shout out to motherfucking what's that shit? Like England and Africa and shit. We get African lights now, nigga. Word up. But Black, take us out, baby. Thank you for supporting us. We love you.
Yo, y'all already know what it is. Today was a good show. I'm fucking crying. Shout out to Yave Tequila for sponsoring and all that. Listen, man, I want y'all to understand what's going on. Believe in me. Believe in me. You know what I'm saying? I go by the name of Gressy. It's going to all make sense shortly. It's going to all make sense shortly. I repeat, it's going to all make sense shortly. The first thing I need you to do is get your tickets right now. I'm going to put the link in the comments. Get your tickets right now. Right. Yandy Smith.
Right.
Yande Tequila. Yave.
Yave.
La. Tanya. Demi. And most importantly of all, Black Success. March 9th. Club Todd.
Boris, take us out, baby.
Bars.
I've been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. So we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I